Good morning. I'm going to guess the Eagles are going to win since you're having a contest.
Okay. Consider it put on the list. That's been the popular pick this morning, the Eagles pick. So we'll see how it all turns out. Well, Senator, another busy week, of course, in the state legislature. I think we need to start with the budget and the supplemental budget. And the big conversation, of course, was what to do with that excess money, how much to spend, how much to save. And it sounds like House and Senate have put together their own two proposals here.
Right, and actually that's sitting in Appropriations Committee now. We both finished up our proposals on both sides of the building, and they differ some, and that's expected. And as it washes out, I believe the Senate saved a little bit more, put more into savings, as opposed to the House. They spent a little bit more of it than the Senate did, and that will wash out. They'll meet some middle ground, or we will meet some middle ground. And, you know, there's money spent, but I don't know that the money was spent was all that frivolous. At least it feels like to me that the money that was spent was spent on some good things, some investment type things that'll invest in the people of Wyoming. But we'll see where it washes out. Next week we'll be talking about that again as the two appropriations committees get together and bring it back to the bodies, and we'll be talking about it some more.
All right. Senator, of course, one of the other big topics of conversation, speaking of finances, has been the property taxes. What are some of the bills that have continued to stay alive through this process?
You know, the bills that have come out right now are bills proposed straight across the board property tax. And I would tell you the file number, and I don't honestly remember it, but there's a proposal that came out of the Senate proposing a flat property tax, with the controversy being somewhat, we cut the property tax. That tax, of course, goes to pay for cities and towns, counties, special districts, and things like that. So if we make that tax cut across the board, it's going to cut the revenue to all those things. In my mind, and in the mind of several legislators, we need to find the money to fill that gap and refill that gap that we've left. And we're working on that. There's been some proposals, some amendments. But that's the big property tax news, is there's some proposals that we're going to be cutting just a flat cut to property tax percentage-wise. We just need to find a way to backfill and to make that whole in the cities, counties, districts, things like fire districts, cemetery districts, all those kind of things, because it would be a fairly significant cut to them if we lose all that property tax.
State Senator Fred Baldwin on the air today. Senator, another bill that's gotten some attention has been Senate File 144. It's kind of known as the Chloe's Law Bill, and it's in relation to transgender-related treatments for kids and restricting insurance companies from covering those treatments. A similar bill was talked about in the Utah legislature, and it caused a really big stir in the state of Utah. This one seems to be a little quieter in Wyoming, but still getting quite a bit of coverage. What are your thoughts on this bill, Senate File 144?
Yeah, that bill actually came through my committee. A very controversial bill, and I think you gave a good synopsis of what it does. The question being, and we did at least one amendment to it, of the not the gender-affirming drugs, but some medical conditions that are treated with you know, hormone-altering medications. We included one of those diseases in the bill, exempting it. But very controversial, as you can imagine. That took up probably 2 to 3 hours of committee time. Lots of public comment, lots of testimony from the medical, you know, medical groups, and from people, just plain citizens that are very emotional. And it's a very emotional, it's what I like to call social bills. And we get a lot of those in my committee. Actually, it was on the floor yesterday. We've had two of those bills now. The other one is Senate File 111, which is a similar, a little bit more generalized bill. It passed out of the Senate, but 144 will pass out of the Senate on the floor. A little less debate than I would have expected. I expect when it gets to the House, it'll generate a lot of comment, both, you know, both the committee and on the floor. It's not a cut and dry bill. It's one of those bills. It outlaws some things that some people don't think should be outlawed, and you know, gives permission for others. I've always maintained a little bit that the legislature seems to step a little bit into medical space a little too much. I agree with the goals of the bill. I always hesitate. We've had some other bills where medicine is now being ruled by a legislature. They're telling doctors what they should and shouldn't do. And it's a gray area, and it's an area of controversy. And this bill, it goes there. It muddies that line a little bit more. But, in all likelihood, that will pass. And you mentioned Utah. When that legislation did pass down there, it was immediately in the courts. It's tied up in the courts right now. And I expect that probably the same thing will happen here.
State Senator Fred Baldwin, anything else, any other pieces of legislation or anything else you'd like to highlight this morning?
We're kind of on a wind down right now as the bills cross from one house to the other. So things are a little bit quiet for a day or two, and then they'll pick up a little bit with a spurt of activity, and then they'll quiet down until we get to the end. But the budget, the supplemental budget, is the big news. We've got to get through that. And then all these other bills are kind of on the side. I'm just getting ready to go to a committee meeting to talk about removing trespassers from private property, which doesn't sound like a big deal, but if you're a private property owner, it's a huge thing. So we have lots of those kind of bills in front of us now.
Wyoming State Senator Fred Baldwin out of Kemmer in Senate District 14. Appreciate the update, Senator. Thank you so much.
All right. Go Eagles.
That's right. Go Eagles. I'm with you on that. Hey, thanks, Senator. Have a great weekend.